Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. John Authors joins us now. He's the global editor of Lex, the flagship daily opinion column of the Financial Times of London. Hi, John.
Hello.
Thanks for coming on with us today. And I want to ask you regarding the oil spill, how much you see this becoming a U.S. versus U.K. issue. I want to play two clips. First, President Obama on the Today Show this morning about the much maligned head of BP. And we remember this company used to be called British Petroleum before they adopted just the initials.
Anglo-Iranian before that, I believe.
Yes. CEO Tony Hayward.
He doesn't work for you. But if he did, would you want him out?
He wouldn't be working for me after any of those statements.
President Obama responding to a question by Matt Lauer, and now New York Congressman Anthony Weiner on Morning Joe yesterday.
Whenever you hear someone with a British accent talking about this on behalf of British Petroleum, they are not telling you the truth.
Are those fighting words? Are you going to start masking your accent, John? I read somewhere yesterday that British people, because BP is so important to the British economy, are starting to get angry at Americans for overreacting, they think, to BP. What do you think?
I have to admit, I haven't. First of all, I've lived in this country for 14 years, and I've never found it particularly easy to hide my accent, which I don't think I would be too worried about. I don't, frankly, see that as a particularly big issue at the moment. Looking through some of the British tabloids, who are known for their hot-headedness and for their keenness and their ardour to defend British national honour, I don't see this being a big issue. I mean, personally, if you ask me, I found that clip you just played from Congressman Weiner, which I hadn't heard before, that was somewhat out of order. Most of the people who have been involved with actually making the critical operational mistakes that led to this disaster for BP were, you know, probably Americans who spoke with American accents. BP bought both Amoco and Arco back in the 90s, and it's a very large conglomerate. So if Americans want to start playing the nationalist card, I don't think that's a particularly intelligent response.
Well, what about
I don't see this as becoming a big international incident, no.
Well, what about the implications for the British economy, which is already suffering like so many other economies, from the troubles that such a major British firm is going to have as a result of this? In today's New York Times, Andrew Ross Sorkin broke down the math about BP's future, and he said if you add together the cost of cleanup and the estimated cost of claims from local fishermen in the tourism industry, $40 billion is not out of the question, and the company has about $12 billion in cash and short-term investments.
Oh, in terms of is this very bad news for BP? Plainly, it is. It's, you know, you've already seen its market value come down by roughly a third. That being said, if you look at exactly how much has been written down to date and its ability to pay this over the very long term, it becomes a much less attractive investment. It damages it. It does still have an awful lot of oil coming out of the ground that it will be able to convert into cash in the future. You certainly do see credit markets getting more concerned about its ability to finance its debt in the long term. And plainly, you do now see some question marks over its long-term independence. The problem is that BP at the moment is so vast that it's very difficult to see who would be allowed to buy it, even if there are now one or two companies that might be able to consider doing that.
That's interesting, because Sorkin refers to what he calls the Texaco scenario, which is that in 1987, Texaco was forced to file for Chapter 11 because it couldn't afford to pay a jury award worth $1 billion to Pennzoil. So there is this, at least the beginnings of rumblings of speculation that BP could even buckle under the financial weight of this spill. And if something like that were to come about, or even some less worst-case scenarios, what are the implications for Britain as a whole? How much of the British economy is BP?
Oh, of the British economy? Given the kind of other horrendous problems that the British economy has at the moment, I don't see this as being particularly significant. It is, yeah, it is the biggest company in Britain. There are an awful lot of white-collar workers employed in administration for BP in Britain, but they have operations across the world. They have more operations in this country than they do in the UK. So, you know, the damage to British pride obviously could be fairly severe if BP actually went bust. It would, you know, that would be take the way that Americans tend to feel about what's happened to the car makers in Detroit. That would be certainly at a psychological level, it would be a very bitter pill if some of the worst scenarios for BP come true.
Why did they
we just have
about 30 seconds. Why did they change their name from British Petroleum down to the initials? There are other examples of that out there. The American Association for the Advancement of Retired People just goes by AARP now. I don't think they wanted the word retired in their name anymore. The former National Abortion Rights Action League is just NARAL. Mm. They didn't want abortion in their name anymore, I guess. Was there a down business side to having the word British in their name?
I think it was because they were I don't know, although I do remember talking to some people about it at the time. That it was more that the company was now so truly international and that Britain itself was actually such a small proportion of what it actually did.
I see.
That they thought labeling themselves British made them seem smaller and less global than they actually were. They had ambitions to be much more of a true multinational mega or super major oil company, and having the word British in their title seemed to diminish that.
Or maybe they didn't want the word petroleum in their title. We will mention that the Brevard County Manatees, a minor league baseball team down in the Gulf region in Florida, changed the name of batting practice, colloquially known as BP, to hitting rehearsal just the other day. And with that, we leave it with John Authors, global editor of Lex, the flagship daily opinion column of the Financial Times. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we'll come back in a minute and play that excerpt from a speech by David Souter, the retired Supreme Court justice, as a commencement address at Harvard last week, saying some things that he never would say when he was on the bench. Stay with us.